So again, Baal HaSulam, letter 56. We're going to start in the middle, in the second paragraph, starting with many say. Many say, who will show me good? And yet, very few find it. We should therefore understand, where is that great and relentless obstacle which fails so many mercilessly? I have already pointed out to you several times the famous law in the holy books that nothing is given unless by merit, meaning through labor, which everyone calls awakening from below. Without it, no bestowal from above, called awakening from above, will ever happen. These words and laws are known to all, but their extent is not known, or they do not want to know it. For this reason, there is a big edifice of the Sitra Achra, which stands and makes allowances in that matter, that it is not necessary to exert beyond human capability. In dire times, one has an entire lore from authors and books showing the kindness and mercy of his guidance with a person who is not so meticulous. He has 1,000 pre-prepared proofs for it instantaneously. As it is written, the Creator does not criticize His creations, etc. They said about the such that the Torah is called Sam, for if he is not rewarded, the Torah itself becomes to him a potion, Sam, of death, because they are learning Torah from Sam, the wicked. And from him they understand. His words of Torah are immediately accepted by the heart, and they are always kept in the memory, for they are contemplated day and night. God save us from him and from his followers. What shall we do for those, and how can we reach out to them, or slightly move them from their places, when they are not at all ready for an awakening from below? I wish to say that even if we succeed with the Creator's help to draw upon them the greatest awakening of the body, to crave and covet Him, they will still not want, or won't be able to, with that power of theirs, to give the measure of awakening from below that is needed for an awakening from above. This is something about which the Creator has never made any concessions since days of old until this day and always, for He has given an unbreakable law. It is written about that, in full measure, when you send her away, you contend with her. The Creator measures a person one portion at a time. It is also written, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full, referring also to our topic. The iniquity of the Amorite is the klipa, the shell or peel, that keeps and surrounds the fruit, called awakening from above, or the land of Israel. That klipa will not move from its place, even as a hair's breadth, before Israel complement entirely the necessary measure of awakening from below, called merit, meaning the labor and exertion beyond human capability. Anything that one can do is merely called work, and it is not considered labor or exertion. When Israel reached that point, they complement their quota, and then it is called the iniquity of the Amorite is full. In other words, it is evident that the land of Israel and the glory of the Creator, being the holy divinity, do not belong to them. then they break that klipa called the Amorite and raise divinity from the dust, and not a moment sooner, as in the verse. This is the meaning of the explicit number 400 years, which shows the great precision in that matter, that there are no concessions here at all. And as our sages said, the matter of skipping over the end, which was mandatory and obligatory for Israel, that skipping caused all the exiles to this day. It is also known that the general and the particular are equal. That is, in each one from Israel, concerning the soul, there is the matter of coming to the land, and all that is said in the whole of Israel, and that in his awakening from below, there is also that number, 400 years, which is 400 of death and 400 of life. Our sages said that the 400 years of enslavement refers to the place in which he is permitted to pay back the measure of his labor precisely, for in that there are no concessions, not even as a hair's breadth. This is why our sages said, I did not labor and found, do not believe. And also, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, as well as he who wishes to live shall put himself to death, and many others that are similar.
Meaning he is purified from the degree he is at to the next degree, in quality.
In contrast, they said, I labored and did not find, do not believe. For they knew that that wicked sum, his lore is in his hand to show that it is possible to find the Creator's salvation without exertion beyond human capability, by which one is made to let go of one's grip in the awakening from below, and he is repelled each day into a great abyss. Afterwards, when he returns and recognizes his falsehood and finds his faith in the words of our sages, that the lack of labor and awakening from below has lowered him to the neverworld, he therefore wishes to strengthen himself and dedicate himself to worshiping the Creator. At that time, he promptly returns to him with a new heresy. Thus, even labor does not help at all, because he, God forbid, does not hear the prayer of every mouth. That is, he has pre-prepared proofs to show that there are those who exert, but do not find at all. This is why they warned us, I labored and did not find, do not believe. Thus, I have shown you the web in which the robbed souls that have no comfort are judged in that mistake in the meaning of the word labor. However, truthful is the verse, they who seek me shall find me. I still see much evil in the world, where those caught in the web of the Sitra Achra labor needlessly, which is only a depiction of punishment. That is, it does not join the count of 400 years whatsoever. And for that, my heart aches more than anything. About that such a person should brace himself with the prayer, may he grant, etc., that we do not labor in vain, for it requires great success in that matter. You should also know that the labor and exertion that appears in one's heart during the prayer is the most reliable and most guaranteed to reach its goal than any other matter in reality.
I don't know what to add to this. We should, as he says, always yearn this additional clean and special addition called exertion, which is above human powers. That's why it outbursts as a prayer, a plea. And one should always be afraid that his actions are ordinary, even though he's doing great efforts, seemingly. But in short, if he may do the efforts, it's not called the exertion, rather just working. He's doing okay. They gave him the desire, the opportunity from above, everything's from above, and he's performing. Like every person in this world, as every person that is given everything from above, and nevertheless he feels he's exerting himself, he's waking up early, going to work, working hard all day, how will he later discover that everything he did was not him? Rather, he was given a desire, and with this desire he was given some resistance, and then he had the feeling that he's working, he's laboring in his own forces, he's truly from morning till night, he's going through a hard life, that everything was made from above on this piece of protein. And by that, nevertheless, he does go through a stage in development, but it's not at all written on his account. Rather, it's done from above. They work on this matter, everything that was done. Also, his emotions, he felt himself as working hard, as exerting, and so forth. This is also, it's not his.
Yeah.
Like, if we look at an embryo within the womb, how it develops, or the particles in all these molecules, all the components of our body, that are also in a struggle to survive and overcoming, out of the fact that there are, to begin with, there are two opposite forces. This thing exists. So, to reach a state that we can make our own effort is something we should still scrutinize. Yes.
So what is considered exertion?
For us, an exertion is called everything we do against our desire. Later on, you'll see that also was given from above. And then you have to do an exertion even above that. An exertion is doing something against the Creator. That's it. Simply said, yes. Against your own will to receive, meaning. That's what you have from him.
But you said that all of the efforts that a person makes are just actions. It doesn't mean that this is exertion.
Yes, but this is on the path, each according to his degree. And I say again, the best way is as it is written, from the love of others to the love of the Creator. You have no other place to scrutinize these things, where you can add to the will to receive that He created your own yearning. These things come gradually, and they are scrutinized gradually, bit by bit, just as we learn in the four phases of direct light. There is a desire, we are explained, and there is the yearning. The yearning is an addition above the desire. The desire comes from above, and the yearning from below. You can put pressure on your child that he'll study, he'll do something, he'll be a good boy. He'll do it because you're putting pressure on him. Because he, in his will to receive, he doesn't want trouble. But you want him himself to yearn this. Well, for him to have a yearning to what you want and not what he wants, this is... demands, it takes a great inner revolution within him. How would you do to such a thing? He's unable. He can't even hear this according to his nature. What will you do? Put pressure on him. Okay, do it. This is how they did the communism in Russia and the kibbutzim here in Israel. It's inner or outer, it doesn't matter, but it's pressure from above. Well, that's the way... You see how it ended. How will you transform nature so it will truly happen, that your child will truly want to operate himself just as his father wants, with his own yearning, meaning even more than you would want him to have, he adds on to himself, not only out of his nature, because if he does this naturally, it's the same direction as you want it. He's still using what you caused him to do. With your desires or your genes, whatever you passed on to him, how does he find other bits, other yearnings, additional yearnings of his own? Do you see? There is something here that we need to create an additional deficiency that wasn't there before. Yes.
This addition on behalf of the lower one, does it depend on him or does it depend on the upper one?
That doesn't matter. There are things that we cannot know, understand, depend, doesn't depend.
No, but it's an action that is...
Whatever in your hands to do, do. Don't be a philosopher. Exactly about this. So he writes, whatever is in his hands to do is called just work. So what is the meaning of this sentence? Whatever is in your hands to do, do.
Because these two things are completely unrelated. Everything that is in my hand, I should do it. Can I do something that's not within my power? I can't. All right, that's on the one hand. Now, on the other hand, everything that you're capable of doing is just considered work, right? Okay. This means that I have to do something that is in my power? Yes. Should I know that what I am doing is just work? Yes, I should. So how do I reach a state where I'm actually doing work that is beyond the ordinary? So he says the following. You have to develop. You have to eat this almost a pound of bread, and then if you eat it properly, then you reach that last bit where by that specifically, you complete everything that you received from above, and you complete it to what we call a meal of mitzvah.
What is eating correctly, properly, this pound of bread?
That you receive it from above, and you are working on fuel that you receive from above. You have to build here this coefficient, this addition, which is yours. It has to be yours. But it is based on all the matter, the materials that you were given. Guys, we can't scrutinize those things beyond this. I can feel it. This is why I give you something which is practical. From love of people to the love of the Creator. All that we do, we have to do it with the intention that we are passing it through the center of the group. There we will find the ability to rise to a scrutiny which is in a higher quality. Okay, moving next. Barak Dodi.